Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem by Avram Goldhar, and today Masechas Sota, Daf Lamed Aleph, the end of the fifth parak, Kashem Shamayim, and the beginning of the sixth parak, Mishikina. The Zichud Masechas Sota program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Chazakas Torah. So the three topics we're going to focus on, number one, the Gemara says that since the phrase Yorei Elokim, fearing of Hashem, is written both by Eov and Avram, this teaches Ma Yorei Elokim Amur Avram Me'av, just as the fearing of Hashem said regarding Avram stemmed from love of Hashem, since he's called Avram Ohavi, Avram who loved me. So too the fearing of Hashem said regarding Eov stemmed from love of Hashem. The Gemara explains the difference between one who acts out of fear or love of Hashem. Rabbi Shimon Lazar said, greater is one who acts out of love of Hashem than one who acts out of fear of Hashem. For the merit of he who acts out of fear lasts for 1,000 generations, and the merit of this, the one who acts out of love, lasts for 2,000 generations. Because one pasuk says, for thousands of generations, to those who love me and those who guard my mitzvahs, and another pasuk says, and to those who guard his mitzvahs, meaning those who act out of fear, for 1,000 generations. The number of generations is understood to refer to the closest phrase. Pointing to the first mission, the sixth parak teaches that although there's machlokes regarding how many edim are required to establish seclusion, tuma is different. Amar ed echad, ani re'isia shenitmes. If one aid said, I saw her become defiled, she would not drink because he's believed and she loses her ksuba as well. A brice establishes the source. Since the Torah elsewhere refers to a single aid as ed echad, one witness, instead of simply aid, this teaches that anywhere where it says aid in the Torah, it really means there are two aidim. Unless the Torah specifies one as it did above. Based on this principle, the pasuk about Sota, which says the aid aim ba, there is no witness about her, means trei leis ba el echad. Two aidim to her defilement there are not, but one aid there is. And about this, the Torah says v'hiu nispasa asura. And she was not forced for relations and is therefore forbidden. Thus, a single aid is relied upon to establish her tuma. And pointing with through, the Mishnah says that if one aid says she was defiled and one says she was not, the sota drinks, meaning it remains in doubt. The Gemara, having proven that a single aid is believed that she had relations, how can a single aid contradict that testimony? But Ula taught, Kol makim shehamina Torah edochot. Wherever the Torah believed a single aid, Hari Kan Shnayim, it has the equivalence of two aidim that are normally required, Vein Devarav Shel Echad B'Makom Shnayim. And therefore, since the second witness has no special status, the words of this one witness are not considered next to those of two, meaning the single believed witness. So her tumah should be established. Because of this question, Ula and Rav Yitzhak amended the Mishnah to read, Lo Haisa Shosa, she would not drink, meaning the first testimony is accepted and her adultery is confirmed. Rabbi Chiya, however, did not amend the Mishnah and explains Kambabas Achas. The Mishnah is a case where the witnesses testified at the same time before the first one's testimony was accepted, Kambazeh Achazeh, but Ula's statement is a case where the witnesses testified one after the other. So the first aid's testimony was accepted and attained the force of two aidim. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara says that since the phrase Yorei Elokim, fearing of Hashem, is written both by Eov and Avram, this teaches Ma Yorei Elokim Ha'omer Ba'Avram Me'ava. Just as the fearing of Hashem said regarding Avram stemmed from love of Hashem, since he's called Avram Ohavi, Avram who loved me, Af Yorei Elokim Ha'omer Bi'Eov Me'ava, so too, the fearing of Hashem said regarding Eov stemmed from love of Hashem. The Gemara explains the difference between one who acts out of fear or love of Hashem. Rabbi Shimon Lazar said, Gadol Osama Ava Yosemina Osama Yira, greater is one who acts out of love of Hashem than one who acts out of fear of Hashem. Shezet Tali La'elof Dor, Vezet Tali La'alpaim Dor, for the merit of he who acts out of fear lasts for 1,000 generations, and the merit of this, the one who acts out of love, lasts for 2,000 generations. Because one pasuk says, for thousands of generations, to those who love me and those who guard my mitzvahs, and another pasuk says, and to those who guard his mitzvahs, meaning those who act out of fear, for 1,000 generations. The number of generations is understood to refer to the closest phrase. Pointing to the first mission, the sixth parak teaches that although there's machlokes regarding how many edim are required to establish seclusion, tuma is different. Amar ed echad, ani re'isia shenitmes. If one aid said, I saw her become defiled, she would not drink because he's believed and she loses her ksuba as well. A brice establishes the source. Since the Torah elsewhere refers to a single aid as aid echad, one witness, instead of simply aid, this teaches that kol makim shenemar aid hari kan shnayim. Anywhere where it says aid in the Torah, it really means there are two aidim. Unless the Torah specifies one as it did above. Based on this principle, the pasuk about Sotah, which says, Ve'ed ein ba, there is no witness about her, means, Trei leis ba el chod, two edim to her defilement there are not, but one aid there is. And about this, the Torah says, Vehi lo nispasa asura, and she was not forced for relations and is therefore forbidden. Thus, a single aid is relied upon to establish her tumah. And point number three, the Mishnah says that if one aid says she was defiled, and one says she was not, the sota drinks, meaning it remains in doubt. The Gemara is having proven that a single aid is believed that she had relations. How can a single aid contradict that testimony? But Ula taught, Kol makim shehamina Torah aid echad. Wherever the Torah believed a single aid, hari kan shnayim, it has the equivalence of two aidim that are normally required, vein devarav shel echad b'makim shnayim. And therefore, since the second witness has no special status, the words of this one witness are not considered next to those of two, meaning the single believed witness. So her tumah should be established. Because of this question, Ula and Rav Yitzchak amended the Mishnah to read, Lo haisa shosa, she would not drink, meaning the first testimony is accepted and her adultery is confirmed. Rabbi Chiya, however, did not amend the Mishnah and explains, Kambabas achas. The Mishnah is a case where the witnesses testified at the same time before the first one's testimony was accepted. But Ula's statement is a case where the witnesses testified one after the other. So the first aid's testimony was accepted and attained the force of two aidim. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Lamed Aleph, and our standard siman relates to the law, and we use a judge for the siman, a judge. So here goes. The judge who banged his red heart-shaped gavel and declared that serving Hashem from love is greater than serving from fear, proceeded to listen to one witness say, I saw the woman become defiled, followed immediately by a conflicting witness who said she was not. Once again, it's a motion. The judge, that must be warned of Lamed Aleph, the law. The judge who banged his red heart-shaped gavel and declared that serving Hashem from love is greater than serving from fear, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon Lazar said, Gado osim ava yosim mina osim yira. Greater is the one who acts out of love of Hashem, the one who acts out of fear of Hashem. Shezet tali l'elof dor, v'zet tali l'alpaim dor. For the merit of he who acts out of fear lasts for 1,000 generations, and the merit of the one who acts out of love lasts for 2,000 generations. So, the judge who banged his red harp-shaped gavel and declared that serving Hashem from love is greater than serving from fear, proceeded to listen to one witness say, I saw the woman become defiled, which reminds us. The first mishnah in the sixth parak teaches that although there's a machlokas regarding how many eidim are required to establish seclusion, tumah is different. Amar eid echad ani reisiya shenitmes. If one eid said, I saw her become defiled, lo'aisa shoisa, she would not drink because he's believed and she loses her ksuba as well. So, the judge who banged his red harp-shaped gavel and declared that serving Hashem from love is greater than serving from fear, proceeded to listen to one witness say, I saw the woman become defiled, followed immediately by a conflicting witness who said, she was not, which reminds us. The Mishnah says that if one aid says she was defiled and one says she was not, the sota drinks, meaning remains a suffix. The Gemara asks, having proven that a single aid is believed that she had relations, how can a single aid contradict that testimony? But Ula taught, Kol makim shehamina Torah aid echad. Wherever the Torah believed a single aid, hari kan shnayim, it has the equivalence of two aidim that are normally required. Ve'ein devarav shel echad b'makim shnayim. Therefore, the words of this one aid are not considered next to those of the two, meaning the single believed witness. So her tumah should be established. Rabbi Chiya explained, Kambabas achas, the Mishnah is a case where the Aidim testified at the same time before the first one's Aidas was accepted. And Kambazel chazeb, but Ula's statement is a case where the witnesses testified one after the other, so the first witness's testimony was accepted and attained the force of two Aidim. So once again, the judge who banged his red heart-shaped gavel and declared that serving Hashem from love is greater than serving from fear, proceeded to listen to one witness say, I saw the woman become defiled, followed immediately by a conflicting witness who said she was not. All right, so now it's time for four Blah Ba'a Chazara. Daf Chav Zayin. So the Zimmer Daf Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. The red kazoo band, kazoo, that must be one Daf Chav Zayin. The red kazoo band playing at the chasna of a man and the daughter of a woman of ill repute, which reminds us, it's a malchokas whether it's better, if one has no choice, to marry a duma, a woman of ill repute, or a bas duma, the daughter of a woman of ill repute. The woman of ill repute comes from a tipa kashera, while the daughter may not, while the daughter has a cheskas kashrus, which the mother does not have. The halakha according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says it's better to marry the bas duma, based on a brisa, ish mezana b'nei kasherin. A woman is mezana, has illicit relations. Her children are nonetheless fit for marriage to regular Jews because rov be'ilos achra abal. Most relations are with the husband, so the children are presumed to be his. So the red kazoo band playing at the chasna of a man and the daughter of a woman of ill repute, while the blind, crippled, and mute sota exempt babi and zedi, clapped along, which reminds us, it was taught in Brisa, when the Pasuk says, Asher tista isha tachas isha, when a woman shall stray while under a husband, the juxtaposition teaches to compare a man to a woman and a woman to a man in the laws of Sota. Therefore, they both cannot be blind, lame, or mute. So the red kazoo band playing at the chasam of a man and the daughter of a woman, of ill repute, while the blind, crippled, and mute, so to exempt Bubby and Zadie, clapped along, did not cheer up the miserable adulterer who was prohibited to the Soti even after her husband's death, which reminds us, different sources are brought for how we know, Keshem she'asur lebaal, kach asur leboel, just as she is prohibited to the husband, so too she is prohibited to the adulterer through the adultery even after her husband's death or divorce. Daf Chav Ches, so the Siman Daf Chav Ches is a strong man, Koach. So here goes. When the strong man adulterer, strong man, that must be Daf Chav Ches, Koach. When the strong man adulterer working at the gym began to swell and then exploded, which reminds us, we have a Malkos from Akiva and Rebbe about the source that the Sota waters also test the adulterer. So when the strong man adulterer working out in the gym began to swell and then exploded, the husband who had been forbidden to his wife because of a suffix came in to see because he heard a commotion, which reminds us that the source that a sota is forbidden to her husband out of doubt comes from phrases in the pasuk behi nitma, behi lo nitma, and she had become defiled and she had not become defiled, which have opposite implications. So when the strong man adulterer working out in the gym began to swell and then exploded, the husband who had been forbidden to his wife because of a suffix came in to see because he heard a commotion. And found a dead sheres with a picture of a sota wife inside of a shuzi yachid in its mouth, which reminds us the laws of suffix tumor are derived from a sota, one of the principles being mas sota v'shuzi yachid, just as a sota is prohibited only if she's secluded in v'shuzi yachid, av sheretz v'shuzi yachid, so to the law of doubtful tumor from sheretz is only in a v'shuzi yachid. Dav chav tes, so the simmer dav chav tes is a cot. So here goes. The sota became usher on the truma that was placed on the cot. Cot? That must be more dav chav tes. The sota became usher on the truma that was placed on the cot during the lifetime of the baal and the boel, which reminds us, the Gemara asks how Rabbi Shmuel can assume that the third nitma in the pasuk includes truma, allowing him to derive kahuna from a kal v'chomer, when perhaps the third nitma comes to include only kahuna itself, and truma would be permitted to a suspected sota. It answers, mistabra duma de baal u boel. It's reasonable that the third nitma'a is similar to the first two, those of the husband and the adulterer. Ma baal u boel machayim af truma nami machayim, just as the defilements the husband and adulterer are relevant even during the husband's lifetime, so too defilement for truma is relevant during his lifetime, lafuki kahuna de la chemisa, as opposed to kahuna, which is only relevant after the husband's death. While he's alive, she's either married to him or a divorcee, and forbidden to kahuna regardless. So the sota became asur on the truma that was placed on the cot during the lifetime of the baal and the boel. Got upset when she heard the kikar sheni touched the truma, making it a shlishi, which reminds us the Gemara discusses the source for shlishi by truma. So the sota became asur on the truma that was placed on the cot during the lifetime of the baal and the boel. Got upset when she heard that the kikar sheni touched the truma, making it a shlishi. So she quickly ran to save the kodesh meat and prevented it from becoming a revi, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi teaches that kodesh, meat of kachin, can become a revi based on a kal v'chomer from mechusa kippurim. If even a mechusa kippurim, shemutta b'truma, possible kodesh, who is permitted to eat truma, yet is unfit to eat kodesh, shlishi, shepasa b'truma, eno dinhu, sheyasev revi b'kodesh, then a shlishi, which is unfit to be eaten regarding truma, is it not logical that it should make a revi of kodesh? The Gemara presents a possible rebuttal. Daf Lamed, so the Simmer Daf Lamed is a melamed, a rebbe, so here goes. The Rebbe, that must be learned off Lamed, Malamed. The Rebbe in the red classroom, who did such a fascinating demonstration for parents on how to take chal from a tahor dough for a tummy dough without being matame the tahor dough, which reminds us, Rav lists five tanaim who hold that a sheni cannot make a shlishi in chun. Among them is Rabbi Yezu, who explained in a mishnah how to take chal from a tahor dough for a tummy dough without being matame the tahor dough. So the Rebbe in the red classroom did such a fascinating demonstration for parents on how to take chal from a tahor dough for a tamei dough without being matame the tahor dough, as his Talmidim reenacted how the shir was sung at Yom Suf, which reminds us, a Bryce records Machlokas on the way Moshe and the nation recited the shir by the Yom Suf. Was it performed like an adult leading challah for a congregation, or like a minor leading challah for a congregation, or like a chazan leading the brachas before Shema in the synagogue? So the Rebbe in the red classroom did such a fascinating demonstration for parents on how to take chal from a tahor dough for a tamei dough without being matame the tahor dough, as his Talmidim reenacted how the shir was sung at Yom Suf, that even the infants on their parents' laps start to sing too. Which reminds us, even the infants on their parents' knees or suckling sang Shira the Yam. And Rabbi Meir says even the fetuses in the womb recited the Shira. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we learn that infants recited the Shira at Yam Suf? That's on daf. Lamed. Good. Number two, which daf do we learn that 1-8 is believed to say that the woman is defiled so that she doesn't drink and she does lose her ksuba? That's on daf. Lamed off. Good. Number three, which daf do we learn that the laws of Safek Tuma are derived from a sota? That's on daf. Chavches. Good. Number four, which daf do we learn regarding how the Shira was recited at the Yam Suf? That's on daf. Lamed. Good. Number five, which daf do we learn the source for Ravi of Kodesh and its possible rebuttal? That's on daf. Chavtes. Good. Number six, which daf do we discuss what the din is if one aid says the woman is defiled and another aid says she is not? That's on daf. Lamed off. Good. Number seven, which daf do we learn is greater to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of love than out of fear? That's on daf. Lamed off. Good. Number eight, which daf do we learn a husband cannot make his wife a sota by warning her not to be with an animal? That's on daf. Chavav. Good. Number nine, which daf do we have a question whether a husband can be mochel his kinui, and if so, can he do so even after his wife is secluded? That's on daf. Chav hey. Good. And number ten, which daf do we discuss taking challah from a tahor dough on a tamei dough? That's on daf. Lamed. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldham Zichu wishing a great day and great learning.